I went back to my notes to see if we ever learned this on Hanukkah before, and I don't think we did, which was shocking to me. I don't know how we didn't do this the last couple of years. This is a great little sefer.
We did it when we were playing.
Yeah, we have some Purim ones.
Yeah.
We have some Lag Bomer ones. This sefer is on three topics. The sefer Ora V'Simcha, or Avram Simcha Horowitz, the Rebbe of Baranov. Passed away in 1916, made it to Yerushalayim at the end of his life. Lived from 1845 to 1916. And this little sefer, Ora V'Simcha, is on three topics. Lag Bomer, Hanukkah, and Purim. Anyone who's writing on those three things, you know that they're going to come up with some interesting things. So he has five or six essays on Hanukkah, which are really, really deep and really, really amazing. So I figured we would try one of them, the one that's related to the topic we were just learning. Okay? The topic we were just learning was the connection between the mezuzah and the menorah and tzitzis. So let's see what the Rebbe of Baranov has to say about these things. Okay, again, there's a lot on the page in front of you. You have to really follow along, and you have to do the math to make sure you can follow it all the way through. Okay, we've explained many times in the past why gematria is significant. I like to say it's no less important than H2O. I could call water water, or I could try to understand water scientifically as H2O. So the Gemara tells us in Brachos that when Hashem created the world, Hashem used the letters as the building blocks of creation. So if I want to understand something, I have to study its Hebrew name. And just like when I study something physically, I can understand it mathematically. I can understand my body, my DNA. I can turn myself into a number if I wanted to. So too, when I study the essential Hebrew names of things, and I transform it into its numerical equivalent, I sometimes uncover secrets no different than a scientist looking at a piece of the human body under a microscope, right, or doing some type of experiment to understand what lies beneath the surface. Okay, so let's see. Let's go through a little. Isa b'she'iltos. We learned this already. The she'iltos of Rav Chai Gaon taught us she'tzarech lios mezuzah b'yamin v'ner Chanukah b'smol u'balabayis b'tzitzis b'neihem. Again, the name of the essay is what? Maimer chut ha'meshulash. The three-ply cord is not easily severed, the pasuk says. So we're going to talk about three mitzvos that are somehow interwoven. Mezuzah, Chanukah, and tzitzis. This, again, triple mitzvah, this three-ply cord. Okay? Hang on to your seats, friends. Yeah? We could perhaps explain the connection between these three mitzvahs by exploring the secret of the name of God, Chaf Vav Zayin Vav. Anyone know that name? You ever see that name in your sitter? You ever see that name? I know the name Elohim, I know the name Yudke Vavke, I know the name Shindal Yud, I know the name Kel. What's Chaf Vav Zayin Vav? It's actually the letters right after Yud He Vav He. No? On the back of a mezuzah, anyone ever see a mezuzah unrolled? On the back of a mezuzah, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elohim Hashem Echad. So you'll see it says Shindal Yud on the mezuzah, right? But it also says on the back of the mezuzah, opposite, where it says Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem, opposite, right, written on the back side, opposite Hashem Elokeinu Hashem, is written the letters after Hashem Elokeinu Hashem. So opposite Yud and Hey and Vav and Hey, it says Chof and Vav and Zion and Vav, the letters right after. What does that mean? And the letters after Elokeinu, Hashem Elokeinu, after an Aleph is a Beis, and after Laman is a Mem, right? So it has this strange phrase on the back of the mezuzah. It's on every mezuzah. Unroll the mezuzah, you'll see it with your own eyes. So what is that? Is it just... It's the letters after Hashem Elokeinu Hashem. The letters that come after them in the alphabet. What does that mean? So he tells us the secret of this name is deeply connected to this. Ki b'chavanos Chanukah mavur, in the Kavanos, in the Kabbalistic writings explaining the deeper kavanos of Chanukah, it's explained, shetevas Chanukah, that the word Chanukah is nischalik el nun imches vav chaf he, shegematria tal. Okay? Chanukah is divided into nun and ches vav chaf he. What's the gematria of ches vav chaf he? 39. What's the gematria of tal? 39. V'yish l'ramiz b'kavanah zu, ki tal Gematria Shem Hanizkar Le'el Chaf Vav Zayin Vav. What's the Gematria of Chaf Vav Zayin Vav? 39. Now, my friends, I'm just telling you right now, some of these pieces we're going to say, oh, that's amazing. I got that. And I can apply it to my life even. Some of these pieces we're not really going to understand. This first piece helped me as much as you'd like because I have no idea what he's talking about. Okay? But he's telling us that Chanukah, it's written in deep Svarim, that Chanukah is divided between Nun and Chaf Vav Chaf Hei. Chaf Vav Chaf Hei is 39. Tal, which means do, is 39. And this name of Hashem, Chaf Vav Zayin Vav, is also 39. Okay, what does all this mean? We just had a pasuk in this past week's parsha, in the context of the birth of Mashiach, the children of Yehuda, yeah, Yehuda and Tamar. There was Er, and there was Onan, and then there was Sheila. It wasn't Kziv that Sheila was born. Sheila was the third son who never married Tamar. He did not marry Tamar after Er and Onan passed away. It wasn't Kziv that Sheila was born. Okay, he says Asher Kziv O Lashem Anizcher Chav Vav Zayin Vav. Kziv is also Gematria 39. Umokomo be'im habanim ayin sham. Look in Rabbeinu Bachaya, and he talks about it. Again, so far, all I know is a bunch of things that equal 39, but I can't explain much more than that. V'noda im habanim nikra olam habina. The mother of children refers, corresponds to the svira, to the Kabbalistic world of bina. Uvesoda nun shari bina. Hinirmas nun im tal. Shagamatra shema nizkar le'el yachad b'tevas chanak. Okay, let's see. Let's see if we can put it together. Chanukah is made up of Ches, Vav, Chaf, Hei, which is 39, and it's made up of Nun, which is 50. So he says, Ches, Vav, Chaf, Hei, is Gematria Tal. Is Gematria this name of God, Chaf, and Vav, and Zayin, and Vav. It's also Gematria Kziv, the place where Sheila was born. And the birth of a child, Rabbeinu Bachaya says, is connected to the concept of a mother who gives birth to children. In the spiritual spheros, right? Chachma and Bina. Right? Chachma is masculine and Bina is feminine. Bina corresponds to the mother. We know from elsewhere in Chazal that there are 50 gates of Bina, 50 gates of wisdom, of understanding. So he says if you take the 50 gates of understanding and you take this number 39 that we've been using, so then you have your Nun and your 39 is Gematria Chanukah, 89 is Gematria Chanukah. The Ches Vav Chafei of Chanukah and the Nun of Chanukah. Kinoda Kavanas Ches Neiros Laheira Olam Abina. Al Zayin Yemei HaBinyan. The idea of the eight Neiros, is to illuminate the 7 days of the week, which correspond to the 7 lower Sfiros, the 7 Sfiros of Chesed, Gvura, Tiferes, Netzach, Hod, Yisod, Malchus. Let's keep going, because again, we have to just try our best. Some of the pieces will make more sense. You'll see. Alkein Shafir HaRemez B'Shem Chanukah, El Nun, Im Tal, Chanukah is 89, which is Nun, which is 50, plus 39. K'mavur, as has been explained, when Yaakov goes back for his pachim ketanim, Yaakov went back for his small jars, which again we see as the origin, the root of what? Of the Chanukah jar. Kenoda, as is well known, the bracha that Yaakov got was v'yitein lecha. What's the gematria of lecha? 50, that's the nun. Mital, there's our tal, there's our 39. So the 50 and the 39... again, once again, produce Chanukah. Sherum is al nun haniskar b'gematria lecha. Imtal is 39. Ka'omar mital is shemayim. Again, we're just trying to connect to a holy Jew who passed away in 1915 in Yerushalayim Yerakodesh. So far, we don't understand very much. And Einikel, he was a descendant of Rapshitz. He came from Jikov and Rapshitz. That's who this Rav Horowitz, that's where he comes from. Speaking in code. At the very least, we know that we don't know a lot of things. No, seriously, it's an important lesson. I told you from the Stuchina Rebbe one time, right? To come to a shir and to not know what's going on, to read a sefer and to not know what's going on, is a humbling experience and reminds us that there are people who know a lot more about the inner workings of the physical world than the spiritual world.
And that's what happens at this.
And that should be humbling. It's a humbling experience.
That bracha that he quotes is the bracha that
Yitzchak
gives.
That's the bracha that Yitzchak gave Yaakov. Yitin Somehow Yitzchak gave Yaakov that bracha, which contains within it the secret of Chanukah. That's what he's saying. And Yaakov somehow goes back for his Pach Shemen, and he redeems somehow he's the origin of Chanukah. So he says the line that begins with the word B'medrash, Kasher Nidrash B'medrash, Vayitin Lecha. What does Vayitin Lecha mean? Shalacha, v'yachzor v'yitin lecha. Right? V'yitin lecha, it should be given to you. And Chazal say, v'yachzor v'yitin lecha, it should be given to you again. V'yitin lecha shalavicha. There's yours, and then there's your father's as well. Shachin Yitzchak im Yaakov is gematria shemen. Yitzchak plus Yaakov, 208 plus 182, is gematria shemen. The Rebbe of Spinka says Yaakov plus Yosef is gematria ner Chanukah. So Yitzchak and Yaakov is shemen, and Yaakov and Yosef is ner Chanukah. Okay, again, these are very deep things. We have to try our best to put it together. Okay, let's turn the page. Enough making us feel bad that we don't understand anything. Let's read a piece that we can understand now. He continues in the second parak, and this part you'll see is much more understandable. And then it'll get even more understandable in the next passage. Okay? Vayitain od hiskashras gimel mitzvos elim. So again, somehow, so we didn't really explain. So again, what's the punchline again from the previous piece? How does this explain? What's the connection between Chanukah and mezuzah and tzitzis? So Chanukah, you explained how Chanukah is divided between Nun and right? Nun is 50, and then Chaf Vav Chaf Hei is 39. Yeah? Mezuzah has a connection to 39, because in the back of the mezuzah it says Chaf Vav Zayin Vav. Where's tzitzis? Where's the 39 of tzitzis? 39 strings of tzitzis, yeah?
I don't know.
How many wines, how many times does it wrap around by the tzitzis?
39,
right? Seven times. Take a look at your tzitzis. It goes around seven times, then eight times, then 11 times, then 13 times.
What are these things?
Yeah. The first one, the highest one is seven, then eight,
that's not good.
Then 11, then 13. Seven, eight is 15, 11 is 26, 13 is 39. So this number 39 connects to Hanukkah, connects to tzitzis, connects to mezuzah. It's a little bit Kabbalistic, it's a little bit abstract, hard for us to understand, but this, again, shows us some link between these three mitzvahs. Okay, again, a little bit over our head, let's turn the page. Let's go further. He says, we can further explain the connection between these three mitzvahs in the following fashion. That these three mitzvahs, he says, yachad, they come together, levatel hashichacha. Three mitzvahs that help us to fight against forgetfulness. Why is that a Chanukah theme? Because if we say the tefillah of Chanukah, what does it say? The Avanim came, lahashkicham torasecha. They came to cause us to forget. That's what Chanukah is about. It's a fight to remember. It's a fight to remember. I told you the other week that the Gemara says that eating olive oil is good for one's memory. Consuming olive oil is good for one's memory. Again, is that a physical thing? Is that a spiritual thing? Is that a scientific reality? That's what the Gemara says. But certainly in the context of Chanukah, it makes a lot of sense to us. Because the Greeks were causing us to forget our religion, to forget our Torah. And therefore Chanukah, symbolized by oil, comes to help us remember. So says the Ur of Simcha, Mezuzah and Tzitzis and Chanukah all come to help us remember. How does that work? That the Yavanim wanted us to forget the Torah. B'koach haklipa shall reish yud beis. Reish yud beis. They wanted us to forget our Torah because there's a klipa, there's a negative spiritual force called reish yud beis. This was the easier piece, right? What's reish yud beis? Maza reish yud beis. The Yavanim wanted us to forget the Torah because there's a spiritual negative force out there called Resh Yud Beis. So I'll tell you one secret about this name, about this negative force called Resh Yud Beis. Again, these are very deep things found in very deep Torah books. But I'll tell you just to make it very simple. There's a Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara tells the story of Rabbi Elazar ben Arach. You know, recognize the name, the Tana Rabbi Elazar ben Arach. In Pirkei Avos, it lists the names of five students, and it says that Rabbi Elazar ben Arach would outweigh all of them. Rabbi Elazar ben Arach is the one who the Gemara in Maseches Chagiga understands Ma'isim Merkava, the deepest secrets of Torah, better than anyone else. And yet, and there's maybe no bigger Musar Shavuz than what I'm about to tell you. Rabbi Elazar ben Arach is a massive Talmud Chacham, a big, big tzaddik. The Gemara says in Shabbos, I think it's Kuf Mem Vav or Kuf Mem Zayin, I never remember. He goes off to a certain town, and it's a town that's known for its mineral baths, right, for its springs, and it's known for its wine. And he starts to indulge in some of the pleasures of that place. And he forgets his Torah. Chazal say he forgot his Torah. He was so caught up in the indulging these physical pleasures that he forgot everything. So much so that when he came back, they called him for an aliyah. Right? He went to read the Torah. HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem. Chodesh Hazeh Lachem. The first words we, first mitzvah we got in Mitzrayim, right? Rosh Chodesh. And instead of reading the words HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem, he couldn't even read Hebrew anymore. This is the great Rav Elazar ben Arach. He forgot everything. He couldn't read Hebrew. Instead of saying HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem, he said HaCheresh HaYalibam. HaCheresh HaYalibam, which means that the heart became deaf. The rabbis were so sad to see him in this state. They dive into Hashem that he should have Rachmanis on him, and his Torah was restored. HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem. What did he change it to? HaCheresh HaYalibam. He forgot everything. What letters did he change? HaChodesh, he changed to HaCheresh. He changed it to a Resh. HaChodesh Hazeh, he changed the Zion to a Yod. And Lachem, he turns to HaCheresh HaYalibam. He changed it to a Beis. So he changed it to Resh Yod Beis. He changed the letters Resh Yod Beis. Right? That was the ultimate expression of the great Talmud Chacham forgetting everything. So this name, Resh Yud Beis, has a strong connection to forgetting, as seen by that Gemara, where Rabbi Elazar ben Arach changed HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem to HaCheresh HaYalibam. But he tells us here, Shehu Sitra de Nachash, Resh Yud Beis is a name, again, of a force of negativity that is on the side of the snake. Kamosh Mavur B'Kavana Sakasov, as the Pasuk says, Sofa Rasha Litzadik. Pasuk in Tehillim says that the wicked one looks out for the tzaddik. Ki Rasha is Gematria Nachash plus Resh Yud Beis. Rasha is 570, and the Nachash plus Resh Yud Beis, 358 plus 212, is also 570. Okay, what does that have to do with Hanukkah? V'chein Nikra Yavan B'Shem Rasha. We refer to the Yavanim who tried to cause forgetfulness as Malchus Yavan HaRasha, right? Kesha Amda Malchus Yavan HaRasha, when the evil empire of Yavan arose against us. Ki ratza la'ashkicha mitorasechu la'hagbir klikpas ha'shichacha. Because the Yavanim wanted us to forget. So this koach of negativity, Nachash plus Reshud Beis, is Gematria Rasha. And Yavan was a Rasha and they wanted us to forget. Vayibitulan ba'ur mishemen shel Chanukah. And they're negated through the light of the oil of Hanukkah. Hashem Ori V'Yishi Mimi Ira. When God is my light, I have no one to fear. Ki Ori V'Yishi Romiz Al Ur V'Shemen. How so? Yishi, right? Yud Shin Ayin Yud. He says Gematria Shemen. So when a person has the Or and the Shemen, the light of the oil, Mimi Ira, he has no one to fear. What does it mean? Mimi Ira. He says Mi. Right? Mimi. Mi is Malchus Yavan. And the klipa of shicha that Yavan tries to use is reshud beis, which is gematria ira. So when I have the shemen, when I have the ori v'yishi, mimi ira, from malchus Yavan, will I fear? Absolutely not. Ukamokain, bitul klipa zu, reshud beis, hu'al yedei ha-mezuzah. Now listen to this. How does the mezuzah defeat this negative force of forgetfulness? Well, first of all, the mezuzah reminds me on entering and exiting my home to keep the mitzvahs. But it's more than that. What did I tell you the names on the back of the mezuzah were? Chav Vav Zayin Vav, yeah? And then the second one is Elokeinu, with the letters moved down also. Right? Beis Mem. Yeah? And then again, Hashem again. Shema Yisrael, Hashem, Elokeinu, Hashem. Hashem again, Chav Vav Zayin Vav again. Yeah? If you add up the gematria of those three things on the back, it's gematria Reshut Gimel, which is a big thing. So he says, look, he says that the mezuzah, Kekosov Sham, B'minyan Hashemos, B'misparim Reshut Gimel, the gematria of those three names of God, those Kabbalistic secret names of Hashem on the back of the mezuzah, are 213, one more than 212, and it comes to negate it. U'kamokein l'inyaneinu, shayabitulo b'neis Chanukah. Who knows what year the Chanukah story took place? Bayis Sheni lasted for 420 years. The Rambam writes it was about the midway point of Bayis Sheni. But we know historically that from the time the Chanukah story took place, there was or a number of years left, 207 years left, which means the Hanukkah story took place in the year 213. So the Hanukkah story took place in the year 213. He says, very interesting. Hayanes hazeh reshud gimel shanim lebinyan habayis. Because again, 213 is one more than 212. Coming to negate, again, this negative koach of reshud base. So the mezuzah has on the back three names, which are Gematria 213. The Hanukkah story took place in the year 213. He says, I'll quote for you a mimer from a Chacham V'tzadik Echad, he doesn't say who, that when we say, we recognize this pasuk from Ma'ishas Chayil, Lo Sira Levesa Mishaleg, that her home is not afraid of snow. Right? Snow has a lot to do with Hanukkah. That's why it snowed yesterday. Ki Sheleg B'Gematria Shechacha. Yeah? Sheleg is Gematria Shechacha, which means forgetfulness. Ki Kol Besa Levushanim. Her home is not afraid of Sheleg, or it's not afraid of snow, Gematria Shechacha. Her home is not going to forget. Why? Because her home is Levushanim, which literally means clothed in crimson clothing, beautiful woolen clothing. But says the Zohar, Shanim is Shnayim. The home is protected by Shnayim, by two. What two mitzvahs happen at the entrance of the home? Shemezuz v'chanukah. As the Zohar explains, Al tikri Shanim. Don't read Shanim, which means crimson threads. Read Shnayim, which is mezuzah and Chanukah, like we learned. Ma'yafas u'mana amt, mezuzah and Chanukah. So Chanukah took place in the year 213. And mezuzah has on it the names of God that equal 213. Here's a name that helps you to remember. Reish, Ches, Shin. Again, these are all very deep things. Hinted to in the Pasuk in Tehillim, Rachash libi devar tov. Rachash means to be moved. Rachash libi, my heart was emotionally filled with a good thing. Ayin b'sefer shari gan eden. V'yenirmaz b'sofri tevos, Rachash libi devar tov. Rachash is a name that helps you to remember. Libi Davar Tov, the last letters are Yud, Resh, and Beis. Resh, Yud, Beis. Shinizbatel Ayidei, Resh, Ches, Shin. When Yaakov went back for Pachat Matanim, where did he get injured?
Gid Anasha.
In the Gid Anasha. Uviyos ki pegam yarech Yaakov b'Gid Anasha, hayez gabrus hashichacha. When Yaakov got hit in the Nasha, what does Nasha mean? You know what the word Nasha means? What does Nasha mean? Lo nisnes shem minach meseches megillah v'lo sisnes shem minach. Right? Forget. I don't want to forget this mesechta. Gid Anasha means forgetfulness. Yaakov went back for Pachim Ketan, he got hurt in the place of forgetfulness. He got hit in the loins, in the thigh, in the Gid Anasha. That the word Nasha is mor alzeh. It alludes to this. D'menashin lei baranash. It causes a man to forget. V'yizgabris Yaakov lu muscle. But Yaakov fought back until what did the Malach say to him? Let me go, ki Allah ha-shachar, because shachar has come. Shachar is the same letter as Resh Ches Shin, the name of remembering. I'm not going to forget. Shalchani ki Allah ha-shachar. And give me a bracha, he says. Give me a bracha. I want a bracha. You owe me a bracha. So give him a bracha. You give him a bracha. Okay? Of course, tzitzis help us to remember also, because u'reisim osa u'scharta. So again, mezuzah helps us to overcome forgetfulness. Right? Chanukah helps us to overcome forgetfulness. The mezuzah has a name on the back, which overpowers ratio to base, which is the name of forgetfulness. And of course, this is the most obvious one that overpowers forgetfulness, and that's why these three are connected. Okay? A little easier, but still very abstract. Maybe that's why we never learned the Sefer before, because it's very hard. Okay, but let's do one more. Let's turn the page and do one more. Yeah? Let's do one more. Parak Gimel. Let's see if we can do one more. This is the one that I think is maybe the easiest to understand and the most impressive in terms of just coming away with a nice remez for Chanukah. Again, we're in a lab. When you go to a lab, when you're working on a when you're trying to cure cancer, yeah, you're experimenting with a lot of different things. You might get part of the way there. You might get none of the way there. Some of the experiments will backfire. They'll fail, make things worse. Experimental medicine. Okay, so in Torah also, you have to experiment. You have to try different things. Sometimes you get half of a solution. Sometimes you don't get anywhere. Sometimes you get something which makes a lot of sense, and you uncover a secret of Torah. Torah is the medicine of the world. So let's see. Let's try one more time. Harashay Tevos hi machatz. Okay, everyone see where we are in Parak Gimel, first line? The Rashay Tevos of these three mitzvos, mezuzah, Chanukah, tzitzis, is machatz. And this is gevaldik. Uketam machatz masnayim kamav. When Moshe gives a bracha to Shevet Levi, at the end of the Torah in Vizos HaBracha, and Moshe's davening for Shevet Levi. I told you the Rashi the other day. Rashi says, who is Moshe davening for? He was davening for 13 Jews who are going to fight against tens of thousands of Greek soldiers. So the Pasuk says, Machat Masnayim Kamav. You should chop down the thighs, Masnayim. The same way we got hit in the thigh, Yaakov got injured. Machat Masnayim Kamav. You should chop down, you should strike at the loins of those who come up, who rise against you. Sheperish Rashi Zal, Rashi explains, Shakavan al Mochemes Chashmonaim, that this refers to battling on behalf of the Chashmonaim, right? Shevet Levi, Kohanim. Vereishis HaKosav HaZeh, in the beginning of that pasuk says, Barech Hashem Chelau, Ufoel Yadav Tirtzeh, Hashem should protect the soldiers. So he says a beautiful remez. V'nirbas HaKol al Neras Chanaka. Why? Barech Hashem Chelau, Ufoel Yadav, Hashem should protect the soldiers and the work of their hands, is Gematria L'Hadlik Ner Chanaka. Yeah, L'Hadlik Ner Chanaka, exactly, 518. Barech Hashem Chelau, Ufoel Yadav, is Gematria 518, L'Hadlik Ner Chanaka. Mochatz Masnayim Kamav, the next phrase, Mochatz Masnayim Kamav, you should strike at the loins of those who rise up against you, is B'cheshbon, is Gematria 834, which is exactly Shemin Zayezach. 834. That's the best way to do Ner Chanukah. When is the time for lighting Chanukah? Vishir Zmana Hu Chatzi Shah. The time to light the menorah is what? Is a half hour. Shehi Tof Kuf Mem Chalakim. Min Tof Tof Resh Pei. There's 1,080 Chalakim in an hour. So you're supposed to light the menorah for a half hour. So it's 540 Chalakim. Asher Bishah. Right, of the 1080 which are in an hour. V'nir mazeh b'tevas machatz. How so? This is hinted to in the word machatz. Shehi mora al chatzi. Machatz means to cut in half. Right? So misbar machatz, the gematria of the word machatz is 138. It's chelak. Okay? It's a portion. Masnayim is tof kuf mem. It's 540. Right? So, machatz masnayim means what? That you should take a half hour, machatz, you should take, divide it in half, right? And you should do masnayim, you should light the menorah for 540 chalakim, which is the equivalent of a half hour, asher b'chatz isha, right? Kein hu kamav shal ner chanukah. That's how long the menorah should be, kamav, should be rise up for, should be burning. Shemadlikin al nes. V'achnas kamav misonov, and through that you defeat the kamav, those who rise up against you, your enemies. What's the gematria of the word kamav? Machatz masnayim kamav. Kamav is gematria 156. So 156 is a very big Chanukah number. As Chazal explained, right, as the Svarma Kedoshim explained, kamav is 156. Antiochus is gematria 156, the name of the leader of the Avanim. Melech Yavan is gematria 156. Right? Yosef is the tzaddik. Yosef is the one who is read about in these parashios, is also 156. Right? It took place in Eretz Yisrael, which is called Tzion, which is 156. Tzion is Tzadi in front of Yavan, the Yosef of Tzadik should overpower Yavan. Right? Many Ramazim in this way. But again, when you read the bracha of Moshe Rabbeinu at the end of the Torah, giving a bracha to Shevet Levi, you should just know that every word that Moshe is saying, right, is hinting to this. Machat is Mezuzah Chanukah Tzitzis. Masnayim Kamav alludes to the amount of time that the menorah should be burning. Barech Hashem Chelo Fol Yadav is Gematria Hadik Ner Chanukah. Right, Machat Masnayim Kamav is Gematria Shemin Zayezach. So the whole thing, again, B'derech Remez, is hinting to Ner Chanukah. Okay? And last but not least, let's do the last one. End the day on the final class. Yeah, and it's actually connected to what we learned from the Majid Tzarebi. Again, I'm just exposing us to different Svarim, to different ideas. Take it or leave it. If you like it, that's great. If you don't like it, that's also, I guess, okay, according to some. We're respectful of all Jews in our shir. Okay, Perek Dal, let's see. Amnam Masha Mitzvoso Shaya Ner Chanukah Mismol. We can explain one final explanation. The mezuzah on one side, the menorah on the other side. Yitochin kafiya yadua. Asher chanukah tikun cheta kadmoni. Turn the page, the final page. She klipas noga. We know that we're trying on Chanukah to fix klipas noga. What's klipas noga? Klipas noga, if you learn the Tanya, if you learn the beginning of Tanya, the Tanya talks about klipas noga. Klipas noga, it's a klipa that can be conquered. It's something that represents sort of the bridge between Kedusha and Tumah. There are things that are completely usur. Pig. If you eat a piece of pig, you make a brach on it. You have good kavana that I should have strength to serve Hashem with this energy that I get from this bacon. It's an avera. There are things that are clearly a mitzvah. Putting on tefillin is a mitzvah. No two ways about it. There are some things which are sort of neutral zone. What about a kosher piece of meat? Is that a mitzvah or an avera? Depends how I use it. If I use it in a way of holiness, if I praise Hashem for giving me food, if I say a bracha, if I eat it with the right kavana, if it's for my Shabbos meal. So it's a very physical thing. It's a physical pleasure, but I turn it into something holy. If I eat meat and drink wine because I'm a gluttonous person, nothing to do with God, then it turns into an aveira. So Klipas Noga represents sort of that blurry world where it's hard to recognize, is this a mitzvah or an aveira? That's why Yavan is very much in that world, because Yavan has true wisdom. They have true ideas. But it gets very blurry in the world of Yavan. So Yavan is rooted in that Klipa. The Zohar says, Yavan sharshom miklipa zu. Yavan, again, there's a lot of holiness in Yavan. You can write a Torah in Lashon Yavani, the Gemara says. The Rambam talks about the wisdom of Aristotle. It's not all treif, but if it's misused, it's the most treif. Because it could be used in the right way, if it's abused, it becomes the most destructive. Gemara Shekosta b'Magala Mukos, as the Magala Mukos explains. So on Chanukah, we're trying to fix the mistake, the original mistake of the Nachash tricking us. The word Hishiani is Yesh and Ani. Remember, we learned this. Right? The two names of Hashem, Shin Dalad Yod and Aleph Dalad Nun Yod. If you take out the two Dalads, then you're left with Yesh and Ani, which are very Gaivadic words. Yesh, Ani, self. Nechshu Shnei Dalsin. V'aleim anu mechavnin b'siyum b'yichud elyon b'yichud tachton b'shnei dalsim. We hint to them, right, with the two yichudim. Yichud elyon, yichud tachton. What does it mean, yichud elyon, yichud tachton? Yichud elyon is Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. And yichud tachton is Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuso Liolam Va'ed. U'v'yos mevuar b'tikune zahar, and it says in the tikune zahar that chof hei kislev is the secret, is the raza, the yichud elyon, is the secret of Shema. Again, the 25 letters of Shema hints to Chanukha, Chafei. Uvachanukha misod chinuch, ayin sham. Beraza delay, hu yichud tachton, knota. And somehow Chanukha also encompasses the yichud tachton, the lower declaration of Hashem's greatness, is Baruch Shem Kod Machusel Yilam Ver. V'nirma zos mashanu madlikin ches neros. So when we light the eight candles, we're trying to restore the two Dalids, right? We learned in the Majitzer, the Dalid of Shin Dalid Yod, and the Dalid of Aleph and Dalid and Nun Yod, to try to make it whole once again. Yeah? V'ashlimam el osvan yesh en ani. Ha'ol ha-smol. What's the gematria of yesh plus ani? It says it's 371, it's small, it's the left-hand side. The left-hand side always represents negativity. But on Chanukah, the left-hand side can become illuminated. Right? The left-hand side. The side of, so Yesh and Ani, which we're trying to fix, is Gematria small. And therefore you light Eitzel HaDeles, again trying to fix the letter Dalid. V'yeh b'zeh shleimus Hashem b'os shin Dalid yud and Aleph Dalid nun yud. Shehein, hein asod ha-mezuzah. Mezuzah is Gematria Aleph Dalid nun yud, 65. And written on the mezuzah is shin Dalid yud. And therefore when you stand by your mezuzah, lighting the menorah, you're fixing these two names of Hashem that were ruined by the Nachash HaKadmoni, by the snake, who caused us to become haughty. And again, we fight back with the submission by lowering ourselves down to that little light by the menorah, opposite the mezuzah. We fix these names of Hashem. Okay, Chava, it was nice to try.
And why did we take away the hay of Hishiyani?
What do we do with the hay? I'm not sure what we do with the hay. By Amalek, we put it back in, right?
Hayesh Hashem. Yeah.
Not sure. All right, anyways, there are a lot of secrets in the Torah. Chanukah is a good time to try to understand them. But again, let's not forget what we learned at the beginning of the day. That Chanukah is a time of Kabbalah Zolmach HaShemayim. So we re-accept Hashem in our life. We light that menorah, dressed in our tzitzis, and clothed in our tefillin, yeah, by the mezuzah, which contains the words of Shema inside of it. And hopefully we become proud Jews in the world. That we're able to go to the world, to meet with important people, in restaurants, and make sure we have kosher food, and we wear our yarmulke, and we wear our tzitzis. So we're not ashamed. We're not ashamed of who we are. In fact, it's just the opposite. We're very proud to be the Jewish people. Okay, thanks for coming today. Hope was enlightening, inspiring, challenging. And Mirtz Hashem will continue tomorrow.